Economic security and predictability is particularly important for a command economy. They don't have a lot going for them in the ways of confidence of the people, so they have to make sure that you turn the lights on, the lights come on, that the garbage is supposed to be picked up, that the cops will be on the corners. It's important that those things are predictable because you don't have anything else to grab onto in a command economy. If a command economy can't take on those easy things and it can't make sure that people at least are miserably aware that today will be about the same as yesterday and about the same as tomorrow, then they run the risk of the people rising up and the people overthrowing the government. So I think a command economy is constantly checking the pulse of the people to make sure that they can provide just enough security and predictability to keep them from overthrowing the current regime. The idea of security and predictability is just that you know things will continue as they have continued, that if you put your money in the bank, it will be in the bank, that if you have a job, you will continue to have a job. So this is the one place where a command economy has to be fairly reliable. A traditional economy is a disaster with predictability and security because it is at the mercy of everything from nature, drought, hurricanes, earthquakes, disease, everything. And not only having it plague the country, but not being able to have the resources to fight these things and to rebuild from these catastrophes. And war comes in and out and destroys any kind of predictability in a traditional economy. It's really, really bad shape. In a market economy, it is in a broad scope of things, I would say, yeah, it's predictable. But there are problems in a market economy in regards to safety nets and security in some countries, such as the United States. I think a socialist country does a better job with security and predictability. A European country has stronger safety nets, so it's more secure and more predictable. All in all, if the market economy is healthy and the people are in a decent place in regards to the economic GDP of the country, and the country's doing well, then there is not as big a problem with this issue.